The synagogue. The Jewish community did not need large temples. A room where 10 adult men could meet to study the Torah and celebrate religious ceremonies was sufficient. On the Sabbath, the day of worship, they gathered around the bimach, a raised platform surrounded by wooden benches, from where the cantor, the chassan, would lead the congregation in prayer. Rabbis and faithful would read the Torah. Being Jewish meant, above all, applying oneself in the study of the law. The boys joined them when they reached the age of 13. When the community became wealthier and well-established, a building in the Kal was prepared or a new one was constructed, and they used it as a synagogue. The wealthy would pay to sit in the front seats to be near the Ark of the Torah and bequeathed these positions to their children. The women were in a separate chamber, which was connected to the men's prayer space through a window or an interior lattice. In one of the walls which faced Jerusalem, there was a cupboard with their most precious treasure, the Sefer Torah, or Scroll of the Law, which was brought out on the Sabbath and important festivals. In 15th century Girona, the synagogue had a public school, the Talmud Torah, managed by the Alhama and subsidized by charitable donations and legacies. The children who attended it came from families who could not afford a private tutor. In 1425, Estruc Benet very generously bequeathed 25 annual salaries to the school in his will, even dictating to the notary that the children of poor Jews of Girona should be taught to write in Hebrew. Some Jewish women gave legacies of oil for the eternal light, the Nir Tamid, which burnt permanently in the synagogue. And a woman named Belaura, who made a will in 1325, bequeathed a seat in the women's space of the synagogue. In Girona, there are three documented synagogues. The first from the 9th century, which is presumed to have been near the Romanesque cathedral, has not been precisely located. The other two from the 13th and 15th centuries were within the Jewish quarter. The first in a house on Carrer de la Forza in front of this building, and the second in the patio area inside the building where the museum is now located. It was open for 57 years until King Ferdinand decreed the expulsion of the Jews in 1492. The Alhama sold the synagogue along with the annex buildings where their community life took place, the baths, the schools, and the abattoir. Right up to the night before their expulsion from the city, they still undertook their studies and prayers there. At the end of this part of the tour, you will find a reproduction of the gateway to the last synagogue of the city, including the mezuzah. The original door, which was removed, can now be found in the governor's tower in the village of Fornells de la Selva. However, the real jewel in the crown, and a very uncommon object in Europe, is the headstone of the synagogue of Girona, inviting the faithful to enter the house of the Lord. You can find it on the left-hand side of the synagogue door.